Exercise 4. Contrast is the difference between the darkest part of an image and the brightest part. If a TV can deliver a truly black, dark portion, it does not have to make the bright parts quite as bright to achieve good levels of contrast. QLED TVs, by contrast, are forced to dim their LED backlights and block the remaining light, something that is very hard to do perfectly. However, they have a considerable advantage when it comes to brightness. Because they use separate backlights, instead of relying on each pixel to create its own light, these LED backlights can be made incredibly achingly bright. Add a quantum dot's ability to maximize that light by producing brighter hues in the color spectrum without losing saturation, and you have a display that is more than bright enough to be seen clearly in even the most brightly lit rooms. OLED panels cannot compete on a pure brightness basis. Their light-emitting individual pixels simply cannot produce the same amount of light. In a darkened room, this is not a problem, but in well-lit environments, where lots of daylight streams in through windows, QLED TVs are more visible. OLED once blew all the competition out of the water in this section, but the use of quantum dots in QLED TVs have allowed it to inch forward in terms of color accuracy, color brightness, and color volume. Response time refers to the time it takes for a pixel to switch from one state to another. The faster the response time, the crisper the image, especially during fast action scenes. From standardized measurements, OLED TVs are way faster than QLED TVs, whose typical response times vary between 2 and 8 milliseconds, which sounds pretty good, but OLED's response time is about 0.1 millisecond. Input lag, on the other hand, refers to the delay between taking an action and seeing the result of that action on screen. Both QLED and OLED TVs can achieve very low levels of input lag if you turn off all extra video processing. Refresh rate is the number of times per second the TV updates what is showing on screen. It is closely related to frame rate, which is the number of times per second your TV show, movie, or video game sends a new update to the TV. As long as these two rates are close multiples of each other, e.g., a frame rate of 30 FPS and a refresh rate of double that, 60 Hz, you'll never notice a problem. With QLED screens, the best viewing angle is dead center, and the picture quality diminishes in brightness, color, and contrast the further you move side to side or up and down. OLED screens, by comparison, can be viewed with no luminance degradation, even at drastic viewing angles, up to 84 degrees. Some QLED TVs have improved in terms of viewing angle, with anti-reflective layers helping, but OLED maintains a clear advantage. You would have to watch OLED TVs 5 hours per day for 54 years before they fell to 50% brightness. QLED is even newer, but its source of backlighting, the LED, has a long and proven track record. Both QLED and OLED TVs can occasionally exhibit something called image retention. This is when a TV temporarily continues to display part of an image after the original image has disappeared. It usually presents itself as a kind of shadow. When image retention does occur, it is usually the result of having the same visual element on screen for long periods of time. Because of their self-emissive nature, OLED TVs are also susceptible to the much rarer permanent version of image retention, which is known as burn-in. It is caused when one or more OLED pixels have their normal brightness permanently diminished to a lower state. QLED TV can guarantee that you will not experience it. As you are now very much aware, OLED panels do not require a super bright backlight, which means they are inherently more energy efficient than QLED TVs. In today's viewing age, it is possible to spend hours staring at TV screens with few breaks in between. Eye fatigue is a real symptom of the act, and it is usually caused by excessive blue light production. LCD-based sets tend to show more intense blue light than anything. In theory, OLED TVs should offer better overall eye comfort than QLED and any other LCD-based screen, because OLED produces significantly less blue light than LED backlit QLED TVs.